The Sioux City Council is being asked today to approve a pre-construction agreement with the Iowa Department of Transportation for the reconfiguration of Iowa 12 Riverside Boulevard to a three-lane roadway, according to the Sioux City Journal. The project would reconfigure Iowa 12 Riverside Boulevard from four lanes to three on Iowa 12 from War Eagle Drive to Military Road. Developers who are leading the restoration of the long, empty Warrior Hotel in downtown Sioux City say it's on track to reopen this summer. The Warrior Hotel was built in 1930 and closed in 1976. Restoration St. Louis is renovating the hotel and the adjacent Davidson building into a nearly 150-room Marriott hotel with 22 luxury apartments. Restoration's Alex Terubin tells Radio Iowa the pace of the project is really picking up. The Iowa legislature begins work next Monday, January 13th. Leaders from both political parties say they believe this session will include a discussion of state tax policies encompassing income, sales, property, and business taxes. And Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he will try to lower taxes for homeowners, farmers, and military retirees this year while setting aside money to help the state recover from historic 2019 floods. Ricketts and lawmakers will have more revenue at their disposal this year thanks to higher-than-expected tax collections over the last several months. And Nebraska lawmakers go to work this Wednesday. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.